Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah is the highest praise. We want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all my listeners on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that you're in it. Regardless to the circumstances or whatever's going on, we still need to rejoice. But there are some who didn't make it to see today. So glory to God for all that he's done and all that he's about to do. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on with my announcements on today. I want to make sure that you keep these announcements in mind. There's some firehouse, amen, glory to God, people that come on all during the week and bring the word for us, the word of God, like never before. God is still moving, so don't miss his move. I know some say, well, you know what, I can't listen at that one, but understand, amen, there's a word in it if you're listening. He said, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, not the person, but the Spirit of the Lord. So if you listen closely, then you'll get that word that you're searching and seeking for. But, you know, sometimes you don't get what you want if it ain't houses and land and cars and if it ain't that kind of thing, you know, sometimes people don't want to hear it. And if it's telling you how you need to live and what the Bible says and how we need to treat people, those kind of things that you don't want to hear. But those are the things that we need to hear. Because all this houses, land, cars, and all that, I haven't seen anybody take it to the grave with them yet. Now, I might be wrong, but I haven't seen it. Amen. Let's just say not any of the funerals I went to, I hadn't seen them tag it along, you know, and put it beside. I haven't seen it. All that right there is going to pass away. I'm not saying don't have things. You just don't let them have you. So sometimes you get so carried away in having so much, you just leave God out of the equation. But understand, he is the equation. Glory to God. He's everything that you need him to be. He's the plus, the minus, the subtraction, the division. He's all that and more. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and get into our announcements on today. If you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. We had faith come by hearing none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She rocked the house on yesterday. You missed it. Like I said, you missed a treat. But the shows are free recorded, so you can go back on Blog Talk and hear all the shows. Amen. Glory to God. The show came on yesterday on Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then we have the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on every Sunday at 3 Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You can get some water, some orange juice. Amen. I know some might be holding red cups. What can I say? But come back and listen, because the next voice you will be hearing will be none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show will come on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you to listen up, listen up, listen up. On Tuesday night, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need spiritual leaders, hook up with them on Facebook. You can go on Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and inbox her and tell her what you need. You can go on Pastor Joseph Rouse page, inbox him, and let him know what you need. You know, you're getting help. That's all I can say to it. You know, some people ask, well, Lord, send me help. Lord, I have nobody to help me. I need some help. Well, he's sending it right now. Amen. On live Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partner with them, we're only asking for $25 or more. You will receive some messages all during the week, glory to God. You can't pay enough for what it takes if you're going to come forth with a true word from the Lord. You can't pay enough for that, glory to God. But you can give an offering to help with that. Amen. How about that? Glory to God. So I encourage you to give. Amen. He said, give and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall me and give unto your bosom. So if you don't give nothing, then, amen, you know, you just get what you get. Don't pitch a fit. Hallelujah. Let's go on with the word, amen, on today. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me your name, but I do request that you tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. Now, if you need to tell me a little bit more than that, I would suggest that you tell me to just give you a call later. Because this here is live and you don't want to put all your business out there on straight street. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. No one pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how, Lord, just lifting up your holy name on high, asking you, Lord, to bless each and every one under the sound of my voice, Lord. Father God, you know what they need, Lord God. You know what we all need, Lord, to come closer and draw closer to thee. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day as the word go forth, Lord. Let it be planted and let it fall on good ground, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that we serve a possible God. Nothing with you is impossible, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as we go forth in the word of God, Lord God, everything that tries to hinder, Lord, move it out of the way right now so they can hear you, Lord God, not me, but hear you. Hear the word being planted on good ground, Lord God, to receive it and be partakers of the fruit of the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have spared our lives, God, and allowed us to come forth, Lord, to have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So, Father God, we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for your word to bring healing to those that need healing, God. It shall bring, Lord God, those that are bound up in their mind, Lord. It shall bring peace, Lord God. Those who have lost loved ones, let it bring peace to them also, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as you're giving those witty ideas, those that need ideas to start a business, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you to move fear out of the way and let them go forth, Lord God, like never before in this season, because we know, Lord God, where man say it's impossible, you are possible, God. So nothing is impossible with you, Lord. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless those that are in the nursing home, those that are in the hospitals, Lord God, all, Lord God, the frontline workers. Lord, bless them in a mighty way, oh God. Keep them safe. Cover them under the blood, Lord. Because you said where the blood is, Lord, and it is marked over the door, Lord God, no virus or nothing shall enter. So, Lord, we mark it, Lord God. We mark the hospitals. We mark the nursing homes, Lord God. We mark the houses, Lord God, people's houses. We mark ourselves as we go in and out, Lord God, on our daily journeys, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we mark it with the blood, Lord God. The blood by power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you are an on-time God. We know, Lord God, that this didn't catch you by surprise. We know, Lord God, you said that men will turn from their wicked ways, Lord God. Oh, my God, and you will heal the land, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve an on-time God every time. He's never late. He's always right on time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. If you woke up this morning, amen, you should be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm still here, Lord. What do you want me to do, Lord, besides always trying to, you know, I understand. You say, man don't work, he don't eat. Let me just put that out there. I understand. You have to make what you make, money. Yes, you need it. Yes, nothing wrong with it. But always remember, put him first and everything else will fall in place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's the type of God we serve when he says, you put me first. Hallelujah. Seek me first and my kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everything else will fall in place. See, all those are just benefits. Our main purpose for being here, amen, when he bring us out and bring us over those rugged hills and those ragged hills, he put us in place to tell someone else about Jesus. Glory to God. And then guess what? He going to give you what you need. All the rest of it is just benefits. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to add them things to you. But when you understand we are purpose-driven people by the power of the living God, glory to God, huh? my God, understand that power. Whew, good God Almighty, understand the power of the Holy Ghost and what we're put here for. Then guess what? All that other stuff's going to be added. You're going to have a lack in your life when you remember your purpose. Your purpose is to praise Him. Your purpose, hallelujah, is to continue on the work of the ministry. Your purpose is to go on and tell somebody else about a man named Jesus, how He pulled you out and brought you over those rugged hills. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you understand your purpose, my God, it'll make your death so much easier. But when you don't understand your purpose, your destiny is hard. So I encourage you on today, hallelujah, glory to God, just seek Him and His kingdom, and His righteousness, and all the other things shall be added. Amen, hallelujah. I want you to go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 8. Amen, Luke chapter 8. The title of my message today is Let the Word Take Root. You know, sometimes you can let everything else, you know, sometimes people say stuff and it'll take root in you. You know, you can say, well, you know what, they did me back wrong back in 2015, 2020. All that, it takes root. Amen. But what about the Word of God? Whenever you say you turn the other cheek, you know, if they did something to you, sometimes you have to go and you have to let them know that you don't like what they did. It's not that you're being mean. Sometimes people think that that's because this one did me wrong. Okay, I'm just gonna let it go, you know, and it's not. I'm gonna let it go. Just let it go, you know. But sometimes you have to tell people, you know, what you did, you know, because sometimes people have not a clue, and sometimes people just don't care. Hallelujah. But sometimes you have to just let them know, glory to God. That don't mean you're being mean. You're just letting them know, I don't like what you've done, so please don't do that again. And then they'll be saying, well, you know what, she just mean. This is what she said. But you know what they'll do? They will never tell what they did, but they'll go and tell what you said. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. That's just the type of world we live in. We live in a fallen world right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you know what? It's okay. We're going to keep on down the road with Jesus. Amen. I said Luke chapter 8, and I'm going to start at the first verse, and I'm going to read down. Amen. Let the word take root. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 demons. You see, Jesus was going out and he was healing everybody. You know, we are made just a little Lord and the angels. So we are supposed to be casting out demons and setting people free. You know, so many times why things like that don't happen. Because nobody wants to pray. Nobody wants to say. Nobody wants to say. Because I said, well, I'm fearful. But then you call yourself a demon buster. Hallelujah. There are some, amen, that can't, I understand. But, you know, you can come on over in the kingdom of God, and he'll prepare you to do these things. But you can't be scared, because there are certain people that can be healed by what you say, you know. But sometimes, you know, when you meet someone, you well, hold on, let me get on the phone. Let me call the pastor. Let me call the elder. Let me call the preacher. Let me call the teacher. Let me call this one over here. But he wants you to cast that devil out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. I remember we was in this place, and this young man was, amen, and things had just got all over. He just had broke out, amen, really, really, really bad. Really bad. So he came in one day and he said, you know what? He said, I want to hear the word. So I was sitting, I was standing at the table, and I said, okay. I said, what you want to hear? So he said, I just want to hear the word. I just want to hear the word. He just kept saying it. So I opened my Bible, amen. Wherever it flipped, that's where I started it. Hallelujah. So, amen. His face was really, really messed up. They had gave him some kind of medication, and it really reacted on him real bad, on his skin, really, really bad. It was so bad that it was bleeding. Hallelujah. And so the Lord said, Martha, this is what I want you to do. I want you to pray for him. I want you to step over and pray for him. So once I stepped over, amen, and I walked towards him, and I started to pray for him, amen, because he said he effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. Hallelujah. So I stepped over and I started to pray for him. Amen. And I heard something over in my left ear. I'm like, I don't need to hear that. Okay. And I stepped over and I said, okay, well, let me start praying for him. So I started praying for him. And as I started to pray for him, God started to clear his face up right there. And everybody around me were astonished, but it was nothing that I did. I get no glory. I take nothing away. Amen. Glory to God. Because it was all done to God. Because if he hadn't told me to step over and pray for him, amen. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to be careful about that. Hallelujah. If he tells you to do something, then you do it. Hallelujah. But I was going to read the word in which he wanted. That's what he wanted. So I was going to give him what he wanted. So he said, step over and pray for him. So as I started to pray for him, his face started to clear up right then on the spot. Amen. And now it looks so good. Don't even look like nothing wrong with him. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. If you don't know, you don't know. And everybody around me was just astonished. Amen. I know this one person. Amen. Before I'm just giving you testimonies of how you can do it and how, you know, God can use you, not just me. He don't want to just use Prophet Martha. He want to use you, but you have to get in that place for him to use you. That's the thing. They were sitting out. We were all sitting out, amen, one day, and this young girl, her back just went out. So this guy was going to pick her up and put her in the car. I said, no, don't touch her. One of my friends came in the house, and they told me to come outside. I'm like, okay, what's wrong? Because I'm in there, you know, I'm just cooking away like I normally do. And they called me outside, and so I went outside. I said, what's wrong? And her back went out. I said, okay, he wanted to pick her up. Well, come on, I picked her up. I said, no, don't touch her. Don't touch her. And so as I began to pray for her, amen, and I anointed her back, amen, glory to God. And that young girl got up and she walked and she got in the car by herself. See, that's the kind of thing you want God to do, to use you. It's not about me. He can use you the same way. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes he heal one way and he'll heal another one. I'm not telling you not to take your medicine. You take your medicine, continue to take your medicine. But still, there's someone who come along and pray for you. Then you go back and you ask, you know, say, well, doctor, I don't feel this no more. There's nothing wrong. I'm good now. And so if he tells you to get off it, then that's when you get off it. I'm not the doctor. I'm not going to tell you to get off it. But one thing I do know, I'm going to pray, amen, to help the situation. I'm going to help you, amen, to continue on. Because, you know, when you're taking this medicine, you still got to pray. You got to pray that they're giving you the right thing to heal what's wrong. So it's all done through God. It ain't done through man. He's giving them knowledge to do it. Hallelujah. So you still got to pray to make sure they give you the right medicine, something that won't knock you out, make you fall out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I won't make you lose your mind. So it's all in it. Let's move on down to verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod Stewart, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Let's move on. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by parables. And that's what we seek sometimes. You know, some people can't understand. They say, you know what, I read the word of God, but I can't understand it. Okay, Jesus spoke in parables. He broke it down, amen, to where you can understand it. And that's what so many years they have done to the word of God. They've got this Bible, they got this Bible, they got that Bible. What they did, they've broken it down where you can understand it. Hallelujah. So you don't have to go around saying, well, I can't understand it. You can get another Bible, another translation, where they breaks it down to you, amen, where you can understand it. But let me help you out. What I found out as my years of ministering, now, if I'm going to sit and hear the word, amen, the word, it comes from them, you know, and they've translated it. It just don't seem the same to me, amen. But when I get the KJV version, King James version, and I listen to it, if I'm going to listen, that word does something to me. It ignites something on the inside. But if I hear the other word, other Bibles, broke down to me, it don't do what this KJV version does. That I do know. It don't ignite anything in the side of me. But that's what I do know. Amen. Let's move on. Amen. We're going to talk about the source. This is how he was breaking it down so they could understand it. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. You see, this right here, he's talking about the word of God. You know, sometimes, you know, when the word comes, and guess what? Everything gets to happening, and you just forget all about it. But that's why he said, stay prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in my word. So you can remember whenever you need the word, it's there. Lord, I am healed by your stripes. I am healed. And you have to continue to say it. Don't say it one time and say, Lord, why ain't healed? No, continue on, glory to God, until you feel like you got your healing. Let's move on to verse 6. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. See, if there ain't no word there, it ain't nothing going to happen. You know, sometimes you can think, well, you know, I got it. But no, you ain't got it. You got to understand, this is a daily walk. This is a daily reading of the word of God. This thing is done daily. Let me help you out. If you're always on the phone, you cannot get nothing done. You take time out, and here's what you do. You go ahead, you read, you study, you pray. Then when you want to get on the phone, you talk with whoever you want to talk to. That's what you do. But you got to put him first, because he said, put me first. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added, like I said earlier. So if I'm reading over here and I'm worshiping him over here first, and then everything else with anybody, I'm going to talk. Hallelujah. But I'm going to make sure I get my time in with him, glory to God, because that's going to be more important, because that person you're talking to may even need it. And if you ain't got no word, you ain't got no substance, because the word is the substance of God. And when you get ready to move out, you're going to need all the words you can get. I know everything. A lot of things are going on now, amen, and we see it, amen, on the news and the television, amen, radio. You're hearing it on the radio. You're hearing it from your coworkers. You're hearing them talk about it. You're hearing it in the street. A lot of stuff are going on, but you still, guess what, going to need this word. Let's move on to verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. Ah, you see right there, those thorns are things that are happening, amen, in the world. You know, just think about it, okay? Well, you know what? I had the word. I went to church, and I heard the word of God, but guess what? Things start to happen. Ah, my God, I needed the light being paid. I needed, oh, my God, the rent needs paying. Oh, the car tow up in these tires and all that. And you forget all about it. He said, oh, hold up, my people, hallelujah, many of the affliction of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. And you better learn how to say it out loud. You better learn how to say it and mean it. Hallelujah. But guess what? If it ain't in there, then you can't say it. But that's what is so important for you to go ahead and read and study. Let's move to verse 8. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Let him hear. See, you got to have a spiritual ear. You say, Lord, I want to have a spiritual ear to hear your word of God. I want to have that, Lord God. I don't want to live like I lived before. Because, see, you can live the way the world lives and hear nothing and know nothing. But you can live, amen, the way he wants you to live, and then you'll have that spiritual ear to hear. So if he speaks in parables, he's speaking it well, you can understand it. And he got Bibles, like I said, for you to break it down whether you understand it. You know, the word can fall on good ground if you want it to. But sometimes when the word falls, you know, people don't care about that. They want to live the way the world system lives. In this next verse over here, I'm going to show you, amen, what he's talking about. And how he's saying how he spoke the parables, amen, and how we sometimes speak in parables, and we break it down where you can understand it. You know, it's nothing hidden under the sun. The word of God ain't new. It's been around for a long, long time. But when he say, I'm doing a new thing in you, understand, those that come to Christ, they don't know about the Holy Spirit. Those that come to Christ right then, amen, don't know how to go through the word of God and decipher what he's saying and understand what he's saying. And when he say pray, when he say he's doing a new thing, everything that you used to do, you don't want to do it no more. And if you do something, amen, along the way, you just go ahead and repent right then and keep it moving. Don't let nobody come and tear you down, because you know what people will do? said, well, you know what? You're a prophet. And yes, I am. And what? And what? I'm also human too, also. You know, human error. That's what it is, because we live in a fallen world. But then that Holy Ghost will put you back on track and tell you, don't do this and don't do that and don't do this. That's what it's there for. You know, there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Yes, but that Holy Ghost Spirit is there, amen, to help you. So you know what? You shouldn't say it that. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. Don't do it. Glory to God. It's there for you, amen, to keep you on the right track. Understand that some and others fell on good ground and sprang up, I want to read it again, and bear fruit and hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Now, I read it again because if you got an ear, you got ears, then you need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And if you don't know, say, Lord, hear what I need you to do. I need you to open my spiritual ears, open my spiritual eyes. So things are coming where you're going to need to see. Amen. He said, watch as well as pray. So there are things that come that you'll know they're cutting. I know I was sitting around, I said, oh, my goodness. I said, here it comes. Something's getting up. I said, because it's too quiet. So, you know, quiet comes before the storm. I said, so something is coming, you know. And I kind of said it out loud. What are you talking about? I said, never mind. Don't worry about it. Amen. Before I could just about release it out of my mouth, it came. I said, okay, now, you see what I'm talking about? I said, because quiet come before the storm. When you can't hear no birds chirping, you can't hear nobody talking, you can't hear nothing, that means quiet come before the storm. So guess what? It's coming. So you might as well get prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and get ready. Because I know what happened whenever it started, and I heard it, and I heard that silence, I started praying. And that's what I do. Guess what? It didn't hit me. It ran past me, because my door was marked with the blood. That's when you notice, you notice, you know. So guess what? You got to have the ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You got to let the Lord get your heart right so you can hear the word of God coming in and staying in. You can't get caught up by the world system. You know, everything in the world ain't bad as far as business, you know, and things such as, you know, but you got to ask him to give you the discernment of those things that are good and those things that are bad. You know, because so many times now people are trying to, how they said, flim flam other people. That's just what they're doing, and they target, amen, a lot of times the elderly. And, you know, that's just not good. So you want to make sure that you know that things are coming and what to do, because he will show you. Let's move on to verse 9. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? Let's read verse 10. And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. So if he was, what he was saying in that scripture right there, amen, what he was saying in this scripture, the reason he was speaking in parables was because some of them wasn't saved. Hallelujah. So you know what? If he spoke it plain and simple, where they could understand it and break it down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they, you know, it's because they don't have a spiritual ear yet. So he broke it down plain and simple because he wanted them to get saved. So the words sometimes fall on the ears of them who you know, who does sin and who do things that are not right. But guess what? He got to break it down so they can understand it. And that's what he was doing. He was breaking it down so you can understand it. But see, them players, they're around him, you know, and they had been with him, and he had been teaching the word and speaking the word, you know, and they should have known, you know, okay, listen at what he's saying. What is he talking about? You know, they could ask him questions. They right there, and they did ask him, why are you speaking in parables? Amen. Glory to God. But sometimes it fall on ears who don't have a spiritual ear to hear what the Lord is saying. But that's okay. So he's going to break it down. So that's many times when we preach, we need to break it down. I tell you what, I went to a meeting, amen, and the word of God, he was preaching. I'm like, okay. And he was using so many words that were flying over my head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm like, okay. And I'm reading the scripture in the word of God. I'm still looking at him. Okay. I'm like, okay. It wasn't broke down the way I could understand it, really. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was not. So I walked away there being really confused, because it wasn't broke down enough where I could understand it. You know, and that's where you are now. I don't need nobody giving me no big words that, you know, you had to look up in a dictionary yourself. Amen. Don't give me all that. Just break it down to me and tell me what you're talking about. Let the word follow my heart. Let me be able to receive it. If you're telling me I need to keep the commandments, and this is what it said in the word of God, then tell me I need to keep the Ten Commandments of the Lord. Glory to God. Tell me if I need to live right. Tell me if I need to sow. Tell me if I need to give. Tell me if I need to do better than I'm doing. Tell me my walk with God is not where it needs to be. Tell me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's where what you want. You want it to be broke down. And that's the word of God. How to fall on good ground. It'll fall on ground that's thorny. Those that ain't ready, they want to do the way the world do. They think they got to live the way the world lives. The world system, you know. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Let's read verse 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. You see right here, I just told you, see? Amen. See, that those that fall by the word, that fall by the wayside, they hear it. But then when the devil comes, he's going to take that away. And then, you know what? You got to have something to stand on. You say, hold up, wait a minute. No, this word ain't going to fall by the wayside on me. I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to repeat it, and I'm going to live it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to hear it. I'm going to go the whole nine yards. I'm not going to let it come along. But what happened? The devil will come along, and that word fell by the wayside. When the devil comes, something happened. You need a bill paid. You need this. You need that. You say, Lord, I need this. I need that. You can get all about what he said. But what did he say in his word? That's when he said, put me in remembrance of my word. But if you ain't got no word, you can't put him in remembrance of it. Let's move on to verse 13. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. You see right here? Here we go. The word has no root, okay? And then in time of temptation, you fall away. Okay, well, you know what? JoJo coming over, amen. 12 o'clock at night, okay. You done fell by the wayside. Let him in. Oh, amen. 12 o'clock at night. Amen. I'll let y'all talk to somebody else about the 12 midnight. Amen. I'm not going to tell y'all today. We're going to keep it moving, okay? Hallelujah. He ain't got no root, hallelujah, from what the word of God said. And then you fall into that temptation. Hallelujah. And that's what it is. So when that word comes and it hits you, amen, and you hide that word in my heart, Lord, so I sin not against thee. Because we in a time now, we're living in a time where we're going to need the word of God. All these other things, like I said, gonna pass away. Nothing wrong with you trying to make, you know, get your businesses and stuff, and nothing's wrong with none of that. But just remember, put God first out of all. Don't lose what you got. Amen. Understand that God's word gonna stand the test of time. So when you can't and ain't got enough, then guess what? He is enough. Hallelujah. So Lord, I'm gonna stand and stand on your word. I'm not gonna move. I'm gonna continue to stand and believe what you said. Because understand, testing time gonna come. Hallelujah. It ain't gonna just come for me. It ain't gonna just come for you. It's gonna come for everybody. You're in a testing time right now, whether you believe him or believe him not. I know a lot of times now, you know, people are listening and they're looking at the news and, you know, they're searching the virus, they're searching the pandemic, and they're just, some are just really fragile right now. And I understand. But you need to ask God to help you with your faith, to believe, Lord. Just help me, Lord God, with my faith. You know, because he can show you, amen, how to grow your faith. Because some faith needs growing in seasons. You need faith to faith. You said from level to level, faith to faith. You got to believe, hallelujah. So you can't just fall out. And just you can't just stay shut up. You got to believe that wherever you go, he's going to protect you. Wherever you go, he got his arms around you. But you got to do your part. Wear your mask. Glory to God. Stay 6 feet apart. Do what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. But don't act so mean when you see people in the stores and they're not there right up on you. Say, excuse me, would you please just step back a little bit? You know, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Amen. Or let me see if I can step up. I'll just walk up, you know, if I'm not on somebody. You know, that's what you got to do. But you can't be mean and shouting when you're not 6 feet apart. You know what? That shows me where your faith's at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can say it in a better tone. You know, so don't be so crazy. If things are happening and going on, just ask them gently. Say, would you please, sir, would you please, ma'am, step back 6 feet? Thank you. I would appreciate it. And it'll go so much better because now everybody, amen, let's put it like this, their eyebrows are turning up, amen, their hair sticking up, amen, on the head. And really, people are just going off on people. I'm seeing this type of stuff. Let's move on to verse 14. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares of riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. See, they ain't going to have no fruit. They ain't going to have none. Hallelujah. You ain't going to tell nobody about the word of God. You ain't going to say nothing about the word of God. Ain't nothing going to happen. You ain't gonna, ain't no fruit. You ain't got nobody saved. You ain't even talked to nobody about the word of God. You know what happens so many times? You know, sometimes people will go and they'll preach to the choir. Well, I know we all need building up. Amen. But, you know, if I'm already saved, here's my thing. You know, the choir is already going to church. The choir is already, they in the church every day. Yeah, it may be something the Lord may tell you to go tell them, you know, that they need to get right or something. Amen. Yes, it may be. But the thing about it is, hallelujah, find those who are not saved that you know that you know. Don't always preach to the choir. Get those, not those that's going, amen, those that don't go, those that you know ain't living right, those that you know ain't walking right, those that you know that you know that you know that need a word to get right. That's what you do. So many times people are going and you're telling everybody, amen, you can tell everybody in the church. Well, you know what the Lord said? Yeah, they in the church. Most of the time, those people that are in the choir, I call it, they'll receive it. But what about those outside? So you got to have a spiritual ear to hear what the word of God is saying. But the word has to fall on good ground in you first because you have to believe first because some don't believe. And that's where we get in a mess because, you know, you don't believe the word of God. You say, oh, that can't be true. Nobody can't be that saved. Oh, man, okay. Well, you know what? It don't matter whether you believe it or not, whether they saved or not. Keep your mouth off God, folks. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Amen. So you got to be careful how you come against the prophets of God, okay? Just be careful. Now, you heard that word, amen. Just don't do it. Don't do it and don't do it because you don't know what's going to happen, amen, glory to God. Touch him not, hallelujah. And if you don't believe, then, hey, that's you. Just don't. That's up to you, you know, because one thing about it, he's not going to force himself on you. He's not that type God to force himself on anybody. We aren't those type people that force ourselves on anybody. All we're going to do is do the word, preach the word as he gives it to us. Amen. And we pray that it fall on good ground because you want rain, amen, on your ground. You want it to saturate, amen, glory to God, and bring forth fruit in its season. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which is an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. You know, I was also reading, amen, where it was talking about how the seed fell. Let's go back up just a minute. How the seed fell, amen, on the thorns of the ground, glory to God. I was reading it. What it is, you know, how people will have joy. Oh, man, I'm enthusiastic now. Right now, I'm going on and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that for the Lord and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But you don't do nothing. You're just enthusiastic right then. That's all it is. Amen, glory to God. You're denying, amen, glory to God, what he can really do and how he really is. This word is here to help you. It's not to put you down. It's to build you up because we so many times, right now, everybody needs building up. Nobody needs to be put down. Hallelujah. And it was saying right here in verse 15 that some of the word on good ground and it brought forth fruit in its season, but it worked with patience. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times now, people don't have patience. They don't have patience. You know, sometimes you can pray about a thing and you expect God to do it right then. Well, guess what? Sometimes he said, wait. I remember I asked God for something and he told me no. I said, okay. So guess what he did? Amen. Hallelujah. He told me no. Okay, well, I waited. I'll say I waited probably about another week or so, and I went back and asked him again, and he said no. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Amen. Back in those times, way back, amen, I did it anyway, and hate that I did it, amen, because it was nothing nice, I'm telling you, because he told me no, but see, I went on my own and did it anyway, but now I know better. I'm going to wait and wait patiently, amen. And is it hard to wait, prophet? Yes, it is. But guess what? That's the time you dig into the word of God and you continue to let that word fall on good ground and just continue to say, Lord, you promised, Lord God. Lord, you said in your word is yea and amen. You said, Lord God, if I ask, it shall be given. You said, if I give, Lord God, oh my God. You said it shall be given. Good measures, Lord God, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall me give unto my bosom. But, Lord, you said, Lord God, if I do this, this is what you were going to do, Lord. You said if I give, it shall be given. So, Lord, you said if I sow, Lord God, if I sow bountifully, I'll reap bountifully. Lord, you said it, but he said, put me in remembrance of my word. So do you have word in you to put it in remembrance of my word? Glory to God. You know, when it comes, and, you know, I talk a lot about finances, but it's okay, you know. It's okay, amen. I know, you know, when you get to talking about money, people get to squinting. Don't get to squinting, amen. Just take them shoes off. All y'all who have been to church, amen, hallelujah, just take your shoes off. It's okay. It's okay. Just stretch your feet out, ladies. Take stockings off. Just stretch your feet out, men. It's okay. But understand, you know, like I said, and I said, amen, a lot, I know. But whenever you get to talking about money, people get to squinting. You can feel them on this line. They just... It's just like there's something wrong. It's like almost arthritis growing up, amen, in their shoes. Amen, but shake it loose because nobody ain't going to ask you to give nothing, amen, glory to God. Here's the thing. They ain't going to make you give nothing. They're going to ask you and encourage you. But if you don't, then that's up to you. Amen, glory to God. Because you know what? We serve an awesome God. And either with or without, you know, God going to bless anyway. He's going to bless those that want to and then those that don't, amen. He said he's going to bless them too. Amen. It's just an understanding. He may bless them in a different way than he blessed the others, but it's okay. He said he rained on the just so well as the unjust, so it don't matter. So it's okay. Take your shoes off and just lighten up. I'm not going to ask you. Amen. No man, when he had lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel or put it on the bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. So he's talking about you, amen. You know how, you know, you got the word in you. Now, you ain't going to just go and just put it by the wayside. You ain't going to just go and sleep on it. You're going to get ready. You're going to try to get out there and tell somebody else about the word of God. Or what you can do is, amen, you got, you know, they do all kinds of social media now. So you can go on social media and tell somebody else about the word of God. But so many times you fear to do it. But you know what? When that word becomes on the inside of you like it's supposed to, and it lights you up, then guess what? You don't care what nobody says. You're going to go ahead and you're going to tell them about the word of God because that's what it's there for once you get it. Hallelujah. Let's move verse 17. But nothing in secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. You know, whatever you whisper to somebody, understand it's still going to be made known somewhere. Because guess what? You know what? Somebody going to tell it. You can bet that. You know, you'll tell people, well, you know what? I'm telling you this, and you know, I don't want you to mention it. But you know what? Them same people, whether they go and tell somebody that, you know or not, they going to tell somebody. And guess what they going to do? Then they going to tell somebody else. But the thing is, it don't get around to you because they won't tell anybody in your circle, but they'll tell somebody else in the other circle. Amen. And that's the way people do. Let's move on, verse 18. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. He was saying, be careful what you hear. You have to guard your ear gates and what goes in and what comes out. Hallelujah, glory to God. That you have, whenever you hear the word of God, you are going to be held accountable for that word. Don't say, well, Lord, you know, when he returns, don't say, Lord, Lord, I didn't know. No, you knew because somebody, amen, told you about the word of God. Somebody told you how to live. Somebody told you how to live. Somebody told you not to gossip. Someone told you don't do that. Someone told you not to marry him. Somebody told you don't go there. Somebody told you that wasn't a woman for you. Amen. Somebody told you that. And then you go and get on that. Either way, glory to God. So understand, when he returns, you can't say, well, Lord, I didn't know. I wasn't supposed to do that. I didn't know that. The word go forth every day. You hear it on TV. You can hear it on the radio. You know, I know a lot of us listen at the gospel stations on the radio. A lot of us look at TV with it on, you know. So it going forth either way. So you can't say that you don't know, because you're going to be held accountable for that you know. You're held accountable for this word that you're hearing on the drive on today. Amen. And I'm held accountable for preaching this word of God. Hallelujah. Today. So I can't say that I didn't know, right? Amen. Let's move on. Verse 19. Then came to him his mother and his brother and could not come at him for the prayer. And it was told to him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brother are these which hear the word of God and do it. So he was saying, amen, yes, his mother and brother, they're important. Yes, they are. But he was saying his brother, and he was saying those who hear the word of God was important also. Those who hear it and do it are important. So what you need to do on today, you need to make sure that you're hearing the word of God and doing the word of God. Just turn it on and listen to it. But like I said, amen, I found out that King James Version, it does ignite something on the inside of me, glory to God. And I understand, you know, people say they don't know and they can't understand it. Yes, I understand that. Well, you can get you a version that you know. And then when you grow in Christ, then you'll understand it better by and by. But so many times now, you don't want to hear the word. You want to hear everything else but the word, amen, glory to God. Because God is calling you to a place in him right now where he can use you to go and tell somebody else about a man named Jesus. And that's why he used the parables to help them along the way that didn't understand. You know, when you're in a crowd, you don't want to use words that nobody really have a clue what you're talking about. They got to go look it up. Well, it's okay if we're as ministers and prophets that we go and look up the word, but you want to break it down to them. You don't have to, everybody think that they have to have this hermeneutics and all this different stuff, and they got to break it down in Hebrew leg terms and all kinds of stuff. But you could just go to them and tell them, you know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Use your own testimony, amen, to tell them. He said, we're overcomers by our testimony. You could tell them how God brought you out. But sometimes when people get so bound up and tied up and tangled up in their own mess, they don't want to tell nobody nothing. Don't let somebody get in lack. They sure ain't going to tell them nothing then. Don't let nobody get in need. The word of God in them, they sure ain't going to tell nobody then. But understand, hallelujah, when the word falls, let it fall on good ground. Don't have, amen, glory to God, to get it. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Here we go, Lord, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, give him back his word. Lord, you said you'll bring me out and you'll bring me over. So, Lord, I'm putting it back on you. Here's what I need you to do, glory to God, hallelujah. Don't get caught up and bound up, amen, in the rock where you can't grow nothing. You know, in rocky ground, it's hard to grow anything. You understand if you've seen some rocks, the little bitty sprouts or little bitty grass, they'll come up through there, glory to God, but guess what? Hallelujah. It soon die out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You'll see it die out. That's because it wasn't getting no water. Hallelujah. And it ain't got no moisture down in it. That means you ain't got no word. Hallelujah. Down in it. So it's going to die out. Glory to God. So understand, if you got the word in you, glory to God, use it. Don't let it fall by the wayside. Let the word of God stand and stand strong in your heart. Let the word of God pierce your heart on today. And if you're not a believer, amen, we're going to go ahead right now. Amen. And we're going to pray, amen, and ask you to receive the word of God. Receive it as your Lord and Savior. I want you to go ahead and repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins I have committed. and everything that I've thought, Lord, that wasn't like you, Lord. Forgive me for everything. Come into my heart, Lord. Pierce my heart, for the word of God can flow and bring changes to my life. Oh, my God. And if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer, and know that Jesus is Lord, and he wants you, amen, glory to God, to continue on in the ministry, continue on to grow. Don't stop here. Inbox me, amen. I have two pages on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Glory to God. You can inbox me either place. Amen. I would like to know if that was you that gave your life to Christ, because the angels in heaven are rejoicing over one soul. Glory to God. Hey, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So let the word fall on good ground on today. Glory to God. Don't get caught up by the cares of the life. And the word is choked. It's choked out by things that are going on in your life. Hallelujah. She left me. My girlfriend left me. My boyfriend left me. My husband ain't doing right. Don't get caught up in none of that. Hallelujah. Let the word fall on good ground always. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he wants you to come wholeheartedly. And when you come, just say, Lord, these things are going on in my life. Lord, can you move them out of the way so I can, I want to receive the word, Lord. I want to receive the word. Because sometimes so much can happen. And listen, if you can't, just call somebody that you know can get a prayer through and let them pray you through and help you to get through. You know, nowadays people are so selfish, they don't want to call nobody because, well, I got this. I'm just not going to talk to nobody. I'm just not going to call nobody. No, you better get somebody to help you to get out of that jungle that you're in. Amen. And all them weeds growing up and you can't hear the word of God and all that. Them rocks, amen, glory to God, and those thorns and thistles, amen. Let them help pray you through that so you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And the title of my message, amen, today, let the word take root. Now, when the word take root in your life on today, amen, I know you got something out of it, so let the word take root. When you listen, let it take root. Don't let it fall on the rocky ground. Don't let it fall glory to God, on the stony ground. Don't let it fall by the wayside. Don't let it fall on that rocky soil, but let it fall on good ground with your heart open, your ears open. Ah, glory to God, for the word of God to pierce your heart and stay there so when you need it, it's there to bring changes in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead now. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to look one more time. Amen. Do you desire a prayer at this time? Amen. We have a few minutes. I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1. If we have a few minutes left, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is good and he is worthy to be praised. I don't see anybody press the 1, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to just shut it down. Hallelujah. Remember to go on and hear Minister Elaine coming up next. She will be on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you'll have a 30-minute break, and then you can go over and hear Minister Elaine Jackson coming live to you from the Word of God. Amen. And she's going to bring it to you. I'm going to give you, amen, the number to Voice of Truth, amen, because I know some say they don't have it. Well, I'm going to give it to you now. You want to hear it? Her number is 1-347-945-5041. So I want you to go over and show us some love. You know, love is what it does. Sometimes people don't know how to show love. Well, go over and support her and give an offering, amen, to any of these ministries that have been a blessing. I won't say may have been. I know they've been a blessing. So go over, you know, and show us some love and send her a blessing. You can send any of the ministries a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. I'm gonna go ahead now and give the benediction so you can go and get ready for the next voice, the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week. Amen.